The Trump administration's proposal for a bare-bones environmental budget could mean big cuts for Oregon's Department of Environmental Quality. If the numbers hold true, the agency expects to lose more than 30 people from its staff in programs protecting air and water quality. Reporter Tony Schick has more.
Oregon DEQ Director Richard Whitman said the cuts would likely worsen his agency's backlog of expired water quality permits that would hinder its ability to ensure clean water. You could also expect the Portland Harbor Superfund cleanup to stall, and the cuts would also limit Oregon's ability to monitor for air toxics. Clean air advocate Mary Pivado said these kinds of cuts would undermine new rules Oregon is developing to protect air quality.
We already knew without these cuts that enforcement by our agency was problematic. I mean, these cuts are just doubling down on that reality.
DEQ has requested some money from the Oregon legislature, but expects state funding to be limited in the near future. I'm Tony Schick, reporting.